really, really enjoyed my 2 seasons at the club, and you know, got on really well with everybody at the club, right from the management, players, even down to the staff that work, you know, every day behind the scenes with, you know, even down to feeding us breakfast in the morning, lunch, and stuff like that. So obviously, it's never nice saying goodbye to a place and that, and it especially wasn't nice saying goodbye this morning. There was a few tears from people and stuff like that. So that's just the disappointing side, the sad side of football, and that people don't usually get to see. But look, not the end of the world, and I'm sure I'll have options in the next week or two.
You've got a decent goal return in your 2 years there, haven't you? You've scored more goals than anybody else in the 2 years. So how pleased are you with that?
Yeah, like I have to say, on the football side, when I've played in that, I'm proud of my record. Done reasonably well. I've scored 21 goals in the last 2 seasons, and I suppose I've only really been first choice in probably 6 months of that season. So yeah, look, it's disappointing, but I have to say I'm pleased with it myself, my return, goal return and stuff like that. So you know, hopefully it's not long before I have options.
It's a reality of football in this day and age, isn't it, that no matter what managers want to do, they've got their hands tied in some respects, haven't they?
Yeah, completely. And I understand exactly where the gaffer Jim was coming from this morning, and you know, I could see it in his face when he was speaking to me that it just wasn't, it's not a nice conversation to have. And you know, the sad thing is I only had to have one of them conversations. He has to have conversations like that at the end of every season with maybe 6 or 7 different players, and you know, it can take its toll on him as well, because he's brought everyone to the club, so he has an attachment to all the players. And it's not a case of he's just coming to the club and there's players there from before him and he's getting rid of it. He says publicly a lot that he loves all of his players, and I can back that up 100%. He really does, and he's been fantastic with me over the last couple of years. I can't thank him enough for different things. I would have liked him to play me a little bit longer, more, but he's been brilliant himself and Kenny, and like I said, everyone at the whole club has been brilliant, and it's a special club. I'm fortunate enough that I've played for a couple of clubs in my career that have been very, very good to people, and like Markham, I'll always be looking out for the results on a Saturday, wherever I may be.
Yeah, you've played abroad, you've played back in Ireland, of course, and you've played in England. Are the options being kept wide open at this stage, Padraig? Would you sort of entertain something different?
Yeah, of course I would. I think the problem with some people sometimes is that they, you know, they stick themselves to, they want to play in one place and that's all. But sometimes, you know, if you open your eyes up and broaden your horizons, you know, you could be great options for everybody. I'm open to anything at the minute. So you'll just have to wait and see in the next couple of weeks if anything happens, of one or two little things in the pipeline.